This is Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. Now here's your host, Mark Shuttleworth.
It is Rock Talk, and yes, I am Mark Shuttleworth, and we're joined on the phone today by Laura Walitsky, the Area Director of Dream Factory of Rochester. Laura, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me here.
My pleasure. Dream Factory of Rochester, what an exciting sounding place that is, and it really is an exciting organization. Tell us, give us an overview of what you guys do, Laura.
So the simple mission statement is that the Dream Factory fulfills dreams for children with critical and chronic illnesses in our community. And there's a couple things with that. The fact that we do critically and chronically ill opens it up to a lot more kids. So the critically ill is the kids with cancer or other life-threatening conditions. And we fulfill dreams for them, but the fact that we do critically ill also opens it up to kids with illnesses such as type 1 diabetes, hemophilia, Crohn's disease, sickle cell disease, spina bifida. There's a whole slew of chronic illnesses where the kids are living with these diseases day in and day out, and we think they deserve something too.
That's wonderful. How long is the Dream Factory is a national organization, is that correct?
It is correct, and as a national organization, the Dream Factory recently celebrated its 40th anniversary.
Wow.
Locally, we fulfilled our first dream in May 1999.
Wow, that's quite some time ago. My math tells me that's over 20 years ago, Laura.
Yes.
So how long have you been with the organization?
Did the math the other day. 24 years.
Wow.
April 1st.
Wow.
So there's another chapter of the Dream Factory in Ithaca, our Central New York chapter, and I used to live there, and that chapter sent my school a letter saying where I was working, we have funds, we don't have any kids. Do you know of anyone? And we, at the school, we read the letter, but we're like, ah, aren't we lucky? We don't know anybody. What are the odds? But we hung on to the letter. We, posted it on our bulletin board and said, if it ever comes up. And a couple months later, one of the four-year-olds at the school was diagnosed with stomach cancer.
Wow.
And so I went to the Dream Factory meeting and said, how can I present this to the family? And I really just got sucked in from there.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And Michael is doing really well right now. He's 28 years old or
wow.
Something like that. And I'm really, I had lost touch with his family for a while, and then magic of Facebook brought us back together, and I was actually able to go to his high school graduation. And
wow.
And so, like I said, I just got sucked in from there. I got very involved, jumped in with 2 feet to the Dream Factory in Ithaca. And then when I actually got engaged, I knew I was moving here. And I said to my now husband, I got to start a chapter in Rochester. And he said, yeah, I know. And so when I moved here in 98, and we did our first dream in 99.
Wow. That is remarkable. I can imagine it's one of those things where once you get bitten by the bug, so to speak, you just get, you're addicted to it. You see the look on people's faces, you see the joy that's brought to these families, and you want to do another. You want to do another.
Yeah. And that's why I phrase it as I got sucked in from there.
Yeah.
It's really, I think it takes a special moment to realize the impact that you're having on the families. And for me, it was actually going to a couple funerals of Dream Factory kids, because I remember the first Dream Factory child who passed away, she had a brain tumor. We knew this was the end result, or the end whatever. But I was like, this isn't supposed to happen. We do it critically and chronically. They're not supposed to do this. Mm-hmm. And But I went to the funeral, and the family had a book of all their pictures from their trip to Disney World. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, that's really special. And then when the third one passed away, and they also had a book with all the pictures from their trip, I was like, this is really important to these families. This creates the memories of a lifetime. And if the child lives, and there's a couple kids we've done dreams for, who, I say kids, but they're like married and have kids now because it's been 20-something years, but they still remember their dream fondly. And for those who have passed away, they have those books. They have the photographs. They have the memories of the smiles and everything. And they hang on to that. Mm-hmm. And once like that clicked to me, I realized like how important the Dream Factory is.
Yeah. Well, we're speaking to Laura Wolitzki, the area director of Dream Factory of Rochester. You can find them. Their website is dreamfactoryrochester.org, but the Facebook page is full of tremendous stories and photographs. You want to check that out. You can find them on Facebook. You can search out Dream Factory Rochester, New York is where you will find them on Facebook right now. So, Laura, how many? You've been there since the beginning. You kind of spearheaded the start of the Rochester chapter. How many people do you have volunteering there at the Dream Factory here in town?
We have, I'm going to say 15, 16 volunteers.
Okay.
We could always use more. We've got 10 people on our board, and then others that are volunteers. And everybody's a volunteer. That's another thing that I need to point out that's different with the Dream Factory. At the chapter level, we are all volunteers. We have, I believe there's 36 chapters of the Dream Factory throughout the United States, plus our national headquarters. In total, we have right now 3 paid employees.
Wow.
So every volunteer is important to the organization. And so that brings us to the other thing that's different with the Dream Factory, is that 90% of the money that we fundraise locally stays with our local chapter.
That's great.
And because we don't have employees and we don't rent office space, the money that we fundraise is going to the Dream.
So let's talk about the dreams. What are some examples? I think you mentioned Disney World. What are some of the dreams that you guys have been able to facilitate over the last 20 years here in town with the Dream Factory of Rochester?
Oh, there's been a lot.
I bet.
We're up to, I think, number 280.
Wow.
A good portion of that is, I call it Central Florida, because we do send kids to Disney World, but there's also Universal Studios and SeaWorld, or just the beach, or swimming with the dolphins. So there's a lot that we've sent people down to Florida for. So Disney, Central Florida, is definitely the number one dream. We've also done swimming pools and hot tubs. We've done home theater systems. We've done regular computers, laptop computers, gaming computers. We've done shopping sprees. We have had people meet Kobe Bryant, Peyton Manning, New York Yankees, Pittsburgh Steelers, Miami Dolphins, WWE wrestlers.
Man, that is quite a list.
Yeah, there's a few musicians. Oh, Keith Urban.
Okay.
There's another country music singer. If I say he wears a hat.
Well, that narrows it down. Does he sing with a twang?
I can't remember who it was. A couple of different musicians.
Yeah.
We've sent people to California. We've sent people to Legoland. We sent somebody to the Grand Canyon. He wanted to ride down to the Grand Canyon and fly over it in a helicopter.
Wow.
We sent somebody to the Super Bowl one year. We sent people to New York City. Where else?
That's remarkable. Jeepers. What great stories. What great stories these are for for these families. And you said, so how do families get involved if they think they, you know, could, you know, could be a family that you guys could help? What's the first step that they take?
So the first step they take is to know our five criteria. And if they don't know our five primary criteria, then like shoot us an email at rochester@dreamfactoryinc.org. But the five criteria are ages 3 through 18. And again, that's something different from other organizations that stop when the kid gets to 18. We go through 18. So our goal is to fulfill the dream before the child turns, like we have up to 18 and 364 days to fulfill their dream.
Gotcha.
We're actually working with an 18-year-old right now who wants to go to the National World War II Museum in New Orleans.
Wow.
Which reminds me, we actually sent somebody to Pearl Harbor also because that was his big interest. But so 3 through 18 is one criteria. Being diagnosed with a critical or chronic illness. Has not received a dream from another organization, lives in the greater Rochester community, and can, in one way or another, communicate their dream choice to us. And that the one way or another is important for families also, because some kids don't talk. And that doesn't mean they don't deserve a dream. Some kids use sign language. Some kids use what's called the Dynavox. Some kids use iPads and they push buttons and it speaks. Some kids point to pictures. Some kids look up for yes and down for no. Some kids will like talk to them about a whole bunch of different things, and then when we get to one thing that they're really interested, their face lights up, they get a huge smile on their face, and they just look at us with sheer joy. That's how they've communicated their choice to us. So those are the five criteria. If they fit those, then they send us an email or reach out to us on Facebook or wherever, or ask their doctors, or if they're at the hospital, the social workers, they can reach out to us also. And we will send them a screening form, which gets the ball rolling, gives us a little preliminary information. And once we get that back, then we set up a time to meet with the family. In the past year, this has been on Zoom, but in the past it was we'd go to the families and meet them. And we want to give them a chance to tell us about their situation, and we have the chance to talk to them more about the Dream Factory.
Yeah.
And once we do that, then we go to our board meeting and we vote, and as long as they fit the five criteria and everything looks good, then we get to work.
And so at that point, your volunteers start, you know, pick up the phone or probably email these days and just trying to make some of these dreams come true. Like you said, some of these are meeting some of these are booking plane tickets. Some of these are meeting celebrities. But you guys have a network of people. You can make these things happen.
Yes. Yeah. And we try to have like one board member, one volunteer. We always have two people at the Dream Factory meetings. One, so we have two sets of eyes and ears hearing things. And, you know, it's also a safety thing.
Sure.
But having two people involved in the dream spreads the work out also. And we kind of divide and conquer. And, okay, I'll book this, you look into that. Like right now, I'm booking a dream for somebody, and Lisa booked the plane tickets, and Tommy booked the hotel, and Christy's booking the hotel by the airport, and Becca's doing this piece of it, and you know, so we've divided it all up.
That's pretty remarkable. We're speaking with Laura Walitsky, the area director here of Dream Factory of Rochester. Website is dreamfactoryrochester.org, but you certainly want to check out their Facebook page, which is Dream Factory Rochester, New York. Now, everything kind of went on hold because of COVID. I mean, everything did. I assume you guys were kind of in a holding pattern as well, but things have started to move again as far as granting some of these dreams at the Dream Factory.
Yep. And so a lot of our fundraisers got put on hold.
Yes.
Or got postponed or canceled, whichever way. We lost about at least seven fundraisers during the pandemic.
Wow.
So that was really hard. But we kept fulfilling dreams. We just shifted what we were doing. The kids who were going to travel, we had to postpone those. But some kids shifted. Like, there was one boy who wanted to go, his first choice was to go to Yellowstone National Park. When the pandemic hit, he, like, thought about it, and he's like, you know what? I would love a gaming computer and virtual reality goggles. And that's what we got him. And, you know, with the gaming computer, it was like a whole setup, a big monitor and the gaming computer and all kinds of different things, the keyboard and mouse and all that stuff to go with it. And he, when I got to talk to him, he loves it because he has friends in different parts of the country, and they can all get on games together and play together during the pandemic when they weren't doing anything.
That's great.
There was another boy who, he was a new applicant in the middle of the pandemic. He wanted a gaming computer, but he wanted to build it himself.
Oh.
So he worked with a friend of his or a relative and chose different parts, let us know what they were. We ordered them. We also got him a chair and, like, a rug, and I forget what else. There was a couple different things that we got him. Like, so, and he got to build, oh, we got him two monitors, and he built the computer himself.
Wow.
And there was another girl who, she originally wanted a swimming pool, and I don't know if you know anyone who's trying to get a swimming pool, but they have been sold out.
That's what I hear. It's the word on the street.
Yeah, it's amazing. So we just could not, like, this was at the last spring, we could not find her a pool anywhere, and we're like, we'll keep trying. And then she came back with, like, well, okay, wait a second, can I change my mind? And we're like, since we can't find you a pool, sure, change your mind. And she decided she wanted a basement makeover.
Oh, okay.
So her basement was like storage, you know, just boxes all over the place and, like, not any place where they went.
Mm-hmm.
And they also had some water damage down there, so it just wasn't fun. So we helped them a little bit. They got somebody in to waterproof everything, and we contributed towards that. And then we got her a rug, a red leather couch, a ski ball table, and a 3-in-1 table that's like air hockey on one side. You flip it over, it's a billiards table, and then you've got a ping pong table that goes on top of that.
That's great.
And we also gave her money to get an Xbox because those are so scarce. They're like pools, and we could not find one. So we gave her the money so when it's available, she can go get that. And she just sent us a thank you letter the other day, and she's spending all of her time when it's not sunny outside down the basement. And the nice thing with that is it's all year long. If we had been able to get them a swimming pool, 2 months out of the year, she'd be able to use it.
Yeah.
So we kept doing things during the pandemic,
and
that was amazing to me. We fulfilled 15 dreams last fiscal year.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. You guys stay busy at the Dream Factory of Rochester, the website, dreamfactoryrochester.org. And you can find them on Facebook, Dream Factory Rochester, New York. So you mentioned these fundraisers, and you said that 90% of the money raised stays here in our community to help realize these dreams. So your fundraisers, you said you missed, was it 7 of them last year? But now you're starting back up. Tell us, tell us what's on the calendar.
Can I go back 2 weeks?
Go back 2 weeks.
We did a really fun fundraiser that is going to become an annual thing. So pencil it in somewhere in April for next year. We did a scavenger hunt around Rochester. And we had 32 teams sign up, and we had a few sponsors. And the sponsors, and if any of listeners want to be a sponsor next year, all of the teams went to the sponsors. And we didn't say, okay, you're going to, you know, Legends radio station. We said, we gave them a clue that they had to figure out where to go.
Mm-hmm.
And when they got to those different places, there were activities for them to do at that place. And they had to have photographic evidence that it was completed. So not only did they have like eight places or nine places that they had to go and do these different activities, but they had a list of like 40 other items that they could do. And it was like, put some quarters in a gumball machine for somebody else. Use chalk and write Dream Factory Rochester all over, like on as many sidewalks as you can. All of you, your entire team, go down a slide at a park together. What else was there? There was just a go to the YMCA and do, like, you know, sing the song and do the letters.
Mm-hmm.
Do a conga line down a busy street. Just different things like that. There, and people had so much fun.
I bet.
And it was a great activity for all different ages. And we had people with young kids, people with teenagers. We had adult-only teams, and everything that all the activities were great for all the different age groups, and it was a lot of fun. So we are definitely doing that again next year, and we hope to increase the number of teams that we have.
That's great. That's great. So what's coming up then this summer that people can get involved in and they can donate through?
So we have a fishing tournament planned. It's actually, we're not doing the planning. It's the Monroe County Offshore Classic Fishing Tournament. And we get the proceeds from that tournament. Everybody pays a registration fee, and we get a portion of that. And, like, they have, like, commercial fishermen who, like, take the teams out on boats and it's like the top eight fish weight-wise that teams can get and wins the big prize. And, like, it's huge fish they catch. It's absolutely amazing out in the middle of the lake there. So that's the Monroe County Offshore Classic. And the date, that's actually July 26th. And the day before, unless it's June. I have to look that up. But it'll be on our Facebook and website. The day before that, we're doing a pig roast.
Oh.
And that is sponsored by Garber Automotive and West Her Automotive. They're, like, even though they're competitors, they work together on this fundraiser for us. And tickets to that will be available. And for that event, we need, like, some raffle items, and we need people to come and eat some pig. And they, like, the guys start early in the morning roasting this big, giant pig, and there's all the fixings with it, and there's usually music and raffles and stuff like that. So that's a lot of fun.
And all this information is available through your Facebook page and on your website as well.
Yep, as we, like, get the posters and tickets and stuff available, they will be on everything. And then the other thing that we've got on July 19th is a golf tournament. And it will be held at Lima Golf and Country Club. And we're one of the cheapest charity golf tournaments. It's $95 a player or $380 for a foursome. And you get lunch and a buffet dinner. And it's a fun day out because it's not like a high-stakes tournament.
Mm-hmm.
We want people to enjoy themselves. And everybody has a great time, and the weather's always been wonderful. And that we need some volunteers for. We need volunteers to help us collect raffle items. We need people to help us the day of the event. To not only set up, but we have a couple hole-in-ones, and if you play golf, you have to have somebody, like, watching the hole,
mm-hmm.
to see, like, a witness to see if they get a hole-in-one. So we need different people to sit at the hole-in-ones and watch.
So there's different ways that you can volunteer. There's different ways you can get involved. It could be for one of these events, or it could be on an ongoing basis, perhaps.
It could be helping to fulfill dreams,
sure.
Meeting the families, and making the dreams happen.
Sure. I wanted you to head to the website today. It's dreamfactoryrochester.org. You can also find them on Facebook. Their Facebook page is Dream Factory Rochester, New York. Lots of great photos on there that will get you excited. But be warned, you might get sucked in like Laura did 20 years ago. You get sucked in, and that becomes your life, just helping kids realize these fantastic dreams at the Dream Factory. Is there anything we haven't covered that you want to make sure people know about the Dream Factory, Laura?
I think I covered everything. I think, like, what I really want to emphasize is how much of the funds we raise go towards the dreams. And, like, you found out about us from a friend who just got back from Central Florida.
Yeah.
And we don't spend a lot of money on our advertising because we want our money to go towards the dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's word of mouth, and it's interviews like this or stories on the news about their fundraising event or people, like, poking around on Facebook. Like, that's how our name gets out there more. And we'd rather it be that grassroots, organic kind of way than to pay for advertising when we could be paying for dreams.
Yeah. Yeah, I always admire these organizations that operate in such a lean fashion where, it's, you know, almost every penny goes directly to the cause. And you guys sound like you are certainly one of those, and we're grateful to have you here in the community. Again, the website, I encourage you to go there today, learn more about the Dream Factory. Maybe you can give directly through the website. You can give securely through the website. You could sign up to attend one of these fundraiser events they have coming up in the coming months, or you could sign up to be a volunteer at one of those fundraiser events, or to just join the team generally to help realize these dreams for these kids in our community. Again, the website is dreamfactoryrochester.org. You can find them on Facebook as well at Dream Factory Rochester, New York. We've been speaking with Laura Walitsky, the area director of our local chapter here in Rochester. And Laura, it's been just been a pleasure speaking with you and just hearing the excitement in your voice and all of the amazing over 200 dreams you guys have brought to reality over the past 20 years is just astounding.
Yeah, we're creeping up on 300.
Jeez. Wow. Well, no pressure, but we'll be watching for that. All right, Laura, thank you so much for your time. Again, it's Dream Factory Rochester. Check them out, dreamfactoryrochester.org, and on Facebook, Dream Factory Rochester, New York. Laura, thanks for your time today. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ, a part of the DJRO Broadcasting Company.